Welcome to the comic
zone.
How's it going, nerds? Inchman DJ Nike, my man Aaron Lohman in the building. Mike is here as well. He is procrastinating at the moment. He'll be here in a second. But we are joined by Carla Sims. How's it going?
Hey there, how you doing?
Doing great. Now, the reason we have her on, for one, she's an awesome person, so we love having you here. But you've got a really big event that's coming up this month, correct?
That is correct.
Well, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and let you talk about it.
Coming up on the 26th, 27th, and 28th of April is Wyoming Pop Culture Convention. It's not DeCasper Comic Con. It is a very different one. Mm-hmm. It is being held at the Eastridge Mall in the old Macy's building. Mm-hmm. We are a nonprofit organization bringing in celebrities, artists, and authors. We're trying to keep everything as local as we can.
Right.
So I don't outsource anything as much as possible. I have a local person doing all my merch. Mm-hmm. I have a local person that hosts my internet, my servers, as much as possible, keeping it within the community.
Right.
It's just something that I've always wanted to do, being this huge, huge nerd. I've got like 9,000 comics. I've got like 1,300 Funkos.
Right.
I'm dedicated to be an epic nerd. You know, I've got the tattoos. I've got
right. We all do.
Yeah,
we all got. Speaking of, did I forget to mention we've got my brother Bill Schwamley on the line as well?
Yes, we forgot him.
Oh, hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Well, hopefully he's still here.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm myself.
See, that's what happens when I can't see you. You know what I mean? I know you're there in spirit, but I can't see you, so I'm looking them in the face. So how things going in Colorado, man?
Pretty good.
Word. So are you going to be able to make it down here for one of the days for the Wyoming Pop Culture Con?
I'm going to try and make it down as best I can. I hope I'm able to make it. So
yeah,
we got a lot of details to work out, but a few, but...
Yeah, because
life is changing a lot for me lately.
Right, and we know, but yeah, I know you and Mike had that epic last year at the Wyoming Pop Culture Con because you did a couple of live things with some big names, right?
Yeah, we were able to talk to Tom Arnold.
Yes,
it was pretty awesome. Got the epic Bill, get your shit together, man.
I was just gonna say that too. It's greatest soundbite ever. Next to the one, Mike.
I wish I would have thought I would have got that for you. Maybe you can dub it in post.
Oh yeah, definitely can. The joys of digital editing. All right, so mm-hmm. Carla, last year it was at
the Best Western Downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So this year it's going to be held at the mall
in the old Macy's, right?
In the old Macy's, it's 60,000 square footage, so lots of room. And we're going to have some vendors from last year. We're going to have a lot of new vendors. Mm-hmm. We've got new celebrities coming in. It's just going to be amazing.
Now, I know we've got, at the radio station at Kiss FM, we've got a lot of the stuff up there, you know what I mean, because we're trying to get it out to as many people as humanly possible. But you want to throw some names out to some people that are coming?
Yeah. So far, I've got... we've got Sean Weiss and Aaron Schwartz. Those are the two guys that you would know most famously for the Mighty Ducks.
Right.
Sean was one that he was in the news for some not so good reasons for being drugs and breaking and entering, but he has turned his life around
right.
and is now on the uphill. So he's kind of like one of those comeback kids that's
yes.
just making a
awesome.
Recovery, you know, and you want to uplift the story about how he just turned his life around. And then we also have Chris Wildcat Harris from TNA, WWE.
Yes.
And then we have Mark Donovan, who most of you probably know him as the guy that was getting thrown everything in the classic Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, yes.
You know, when they're arguing about throwing.
Yes.
You know, yes. You can't throw that. That's a classic,
yeah.
You know. You fight over which record, you know, save the classics.
Yeah. You know, didn't they bring up there's like the Batman soundtrack? He's like, I'll throw that one.
Yeah, you know, you gotta fight over which record to not throw.
Right.
And so, you know, he was, I heard about your con and I want to come up. I'm like, cool, you know, people are actually coming and emailing me saying, hey, I want to come, So, you know, you're getting there when
That's
celebrities
awesome.
Reach out to you and say, hey, I heard about your convention. What's it going to take to get me to come to your convention?
That's what's up. Now, I also noticed... You've got like a little, like a fun event, that something new that you're doing. That I mean, the whole thing is fun, but this is like a nighttime
I'll let you talk about it.
The Pop After Dark.
Yes.
Yes. My Pop After Dark is on Friday. Mm-hmm. So it is completely separate from the convention that's on Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
This one's going to be held at Frontier Brewing, mm-hmm. and it's going to be a different admission ticket, and it's kind of like whatever happens, happens.
Right.
You know, you're going to have to get a different ticket. You get to go in. You're going to do karaoke. You're going to have a few drinks, and you're just going to chill with them. You know, you get to see what they're really like.
Right.
Behind the scenes when they kind of loosen their ties,
right.
have a few drinks in them, because I got to see what they're like after hours last year.
Right.
Yeah, and let me tell you, the things they say and the stories they want to tell you, oh my goodness.
When the masses aren't around.
When the masses aren't around and when they're not their personas, when they really are their natural selves, some of these people are hilarious.
Yeah, we got a chance to hang out with Ming last year.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I didn't really go because I had my kids with me that night. But, yeah, I saw the pictures of everything. And it
he loved to bar hop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was hoping he'd come back, you know, again just because.
I tried to get him to come back, but I think he's going to be an Arctic con.
Yeah.
He goes to cons every day, I think.
Yeah, that man is never around.
I follow him on Facebook.
Likewise.
You know, he's got a new con that he's announcing every other week that I've noticed.
Right.
Yep. So that's what my Pop After Dark is, and is an exclusive one where it's just kind of casual. You know, you'll get to hang out with them. And
all adult, because that's going to be at a brewery.
Yes, so it's at an adult. So it's pretty much an adult thing
right.
that you're just going to hang out and just kind of mingle with them a little bit more exclusively on a one-to-one basis where you just kind of learn what's up with them? Have some stories.
The actor.
Yeah.
Now, because I know we've got so many breweries now, I have a hard time keeping them straight. Is Frontier the one that used to be the Cheap Seats?
Yes, it is. David and Second Street.
Fox 3 Theater.
Yeah, the old Fox 3. Now, mm-hmm. I was actually in there for the movie thing they did. I think it was like a month or so ago.
Didn't you also do the Star Wars trivia thing there?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it wasn't Star Wars
or Marvel.
It was Marvel. Yeah, we lost because I can't count.
You're out of timeouts.
We answered the most questions correctly, and Bill had to tell me, you know, if you'd have done the bonus points right here, we would have won by like a lot. And I was like, oh man, why didn't y'all tell me that? But yeah, but even since then, so that was a couple months ago. Yeah. This. Since I was in there for the movie thing that they just did, the Wyoming movie, whatever, you know what I mean? It was a lot of local people that had their own movies and like full length movies too. It was pretty dope.
That's awesome. So it was like indie films.
Yeah, it was all indie films.
Seeing posts and everything.
They do so much geeky, nerdy stuff that it's epic that they want to, you know, they're like, yeah, come in, please come in. You know, we'll be glad to have you guys come in and do it. We'll set off the side, your little VIP area mm-hmm. for us. And I was thrilled that they want to be involved with it because they do so much other nerdy, geeky stuff that the trivia, and I'm like, oh, perfect. It's a great fit.
And like I said, it looks completely different. And like before, it was just the movie theater with chairs and tables.
Yeah.
Like there's like a bar in there now and with TVs and everything.
I was the only time I've been in there, I loved the fact that the wall had, you know, you could just go up and push buttons and it would dispense samples for you or how much ever you wanted. And then, you pay at the end of the night when you leave. But
see, that was all like right on the same side.
Yeah.
There was a whole other side. I guess it must have been like another room where they had, a movie theater. And now it's all open.
Because when I was in there, they still had the concession wall up and then you can go into the theater where the screen was.
Yeah, so there's like two screen rooms now, but then there's like the open bar area. It's massive now. Like I said, you wouldn't if you've ever been into the Fox 3 before, and even if you went into it when it was first Frontier, you go into it now, it's a completely different environment.
Interesting, because I mean, I went there all the time when it was the Cheap Seats.
Of course, didn't we all?
Yeah, I was like, who did it? I was like, oh, last chance to see that movie before it comes out.
Right. No, I've already seen it 3 times.
Yeah, but when it's what, like $2-3, it's like, we'll go see it again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll spend $3.50 to go see a movie.
Heck yeah.
Especially if it's one that you love and over again.
Well, and it takes me back to, when I was a kid, spending $3.50 to get into the theater with popcorn and, soda versus spending $100.
Oh, man, trust me. I have a bunch of kids. So if I go to the theaters with my kids, it's automatically $100 off top.
Well, when me and Noel me and Angie and the kids went and saw Ghostbusters, even when I pre-ordered the tickets plus, the concessions, it was $100 afterwards.
Yep.
Because you got to have snacks.
Got to have popcorn. That's a must.
You can't not do it.
See, I have to have my Slurpees. Like, yeah. I always get it mixed up. The difference between a Slurpee and
a slushy.
Slushy, yeah.
I think they're basically the same thing, aren't they?
Well, technically they're Icy.
The brand name.
Yeah.
Slurpees are from 7-Eleven traditionally.
But I love them all.
Yeah. Well, it's like I remember going to Kmart and getting an Icy all the time. Oh, yeah. Still had the little concession area in there.
That was my first job. My first real job other than like a paper route was being a cart boy at freaking Kmart.
Oh, wow. Setting your ages here, boys. Yeah. Setting your ages, boys. Come on now. Setting our ages here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know we're
old. I went to Woolworths.
Yeah. Woolworths. All jokes aside, I remember when we had a Woolworths downtown.
Downtown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me too.
And they used to always play that. Do 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 do.
Yeah, because it was across the street from Lou Talbert's, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That the old bar, the old what was it, the something bar and grill?
The Wonder Bar.
The downtown bar and grill. Yeah, that was what Woolworths was.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yes. Yeah, downtown has changed a lot. And the only thing that stayed the same is Lou Talbert's.
Yeah, and it's been there for almost 100 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If not.
I think it has been there 100 years.
That's insane.
Smells like it sometimes.
I haven't been there.
No offense, but sometimes you walk in, you're like, oh, yeah, old store.
Cowboys.
Leather.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't ever go in there unless I'm going. I mean, you know, you can tell by looking at me.
Oh, yeah, you go in there every night. Yeah. You know it. You're doing it.
Oh, man, I can see you coming out with the hat and the boots and the
I will tell you guys, if you ever see me in full cowboy from head to toe, either I'm getting paid for it or I lost a bet.
Run.
You know what I mean? Just let it be known. Because
I would pay good money to see that because it would be hilarious.
I promise myself.
Sets in an alligator boots.
Alligator boots.
Snakeskin
boots.
I promised myself at age 5 that I would never dress like a cowboy again. Because, you know, what is it now? The Best Western?
Parkway.
Yeah, when it was Parkway Plaza, like even way back in the day when I was little, they used to do, before it was just the lingerie thing, they used to do like a mother and kid runway thing.
Yeah, I remember
modeling
that.
You know what I mean? And my mom used to drag me those.
I did the ones at the mall.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was two things I promised myself at age 5 that as soon as I was old enough to make the choice myself, I would never wear them again. And I was the whole cowboy get up and corduroy. And I have kept that promise to myself.
Corduroy.
I can't do it.
Oh, man.
Can't do it. And I'm so happy I kept that, you know, kept that to myself.
Unless you lose a bet.
Unless I lose a bet.
Now I know what to wager.
Evil.
Mm-hmm.
So who else you got coming?
Well, we also have a couple voice actors and actresses from Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
R.I.P. the legend. Akira, what was his last name?
I'm not going to botch it because, yeah.
Freaking Mike would come in here and murder us all.
Exactly.
But, yeah, R.I.P., just the creator of Dragon Ball just passed away. I don't even think it's been a month yet.
No.
So.
No, I don't think it's even been a month that he's passed away.
And that was very sad.
Yeah, it was a legend.
So, yep, and then we got a voice actor that plays on the new series on Netflix, the Bakugan, little balls that you throw and they kind of form into little.
I got a bunch of those.
Yeah.
My oldest used to play with those.
Yeah, my siblings had them, and I just was like, oh, that's cool. I want that. It goes over here now.
Yeah, so there's a new series on Netflix, so he's actually one of the voice of Dragon, who's the red character.
Right.
Okay, that's cool.
And then we've got Greg Finley, who's he did in The Flash, and he was also in The Secret Life of American Teenager.
Right.
And he was in iZombie.
Oh, I loved iZombie. I don't mean everybody liked The Flash.
Oh, yeah. 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 And then we've got Charlie Schlatter, who was here last year. Mm-hmm. He does the voice of Honeybee and Robin, Lego Robin, and Lego Flash and all that, and he was in Big Nate. And then we've just got so many voice actors. And we have Natanya Ross, who was in Boy Meets World and Little Monsters.
That was such a great movie.
And then I have two more that have not been officially announced.
All right. Well, we're not going to let you.
You can't say that on air.
Yeah, we'll just go ahead and wait for the official.
Is it Hulk Hogan? it is a big person with muscles. One of them is.
There you go, brother.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they're 24 inches anymore. He's gotten old.
Man, we're old. So you can just imagine how anybody older than us is.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited to know who these last couple are.
Yeah.
I'm already excited for the event because I had to work last year and I was a dead man, so I didn't get a chance to come, and I really that really hurt my soul.
Yeah, you missed some great interviews.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I've been a Tom Arnold fan like forever, but even more so when he did that movie with Steven Seagal and DMX.
Oh yeah. I can't think of the name of it.
I can't remember either.
Yeah, he was such a fitting comic relief for
yes,
that movie.
Yes, he was. You
He's
know
pretty
what I mean?
Much a comic relief guy for every movie.
Yeah, facts.
I mean, Tom, yeah. Including in your life when you married Roseanne. I mean, I did get to bust his balls for it when I met him, so it was nice, because apparently everybody does.
Oh, well, obviously. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? You can't be married to somebody that famous and not let it go, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he takes it with a grain of salt. I mean, he gets it. He gets it.
Yeah, and he was such a nice guy, because, you know, I stood there and BS'd with him for a few, and I didn't even realize he was on the show. Because I was outside smoking, and then when I came back in is when I found out they were, you know, going to sit down with me, and so that's when I joined in, so I missed talking to him by, like, that much.
Well, see, I'm already jealous, because you guys were there, and I wasn't, sons of bitches.
It was such a great show last year. I had so much fun.
Yeah. I kind of toned down not so many huge, huge celebrities this year, just because, you know, last year, the first year, you always kind of come in on hot.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, this year we're just leveling it out kind of cool. I do have a tattoo artist coming in from Salt Lake.
Oh, nice.
So, and then I do have one of the local tattoo artists that are coming in. So we will have a couple tattoo artists.
Now, will it be the same artist that you had in last year?
No, but it's going to be different ones. And then the exciting thing is I'm actually going to have an exclusive Wyoming PopCon comic book. It's going to be limited to 250.
Right.
And it's actually going to say Wyoming PopCon on it.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. That's dope. So it's going to be a variant. So it's going to be a number one, which makes it even more important because you know how much we love number ones.
Yes.
I buy number ones all the time. I don't care
if it continues on or not, or if it has success, it's a number one.
Yeah. That's it. I buy number ones no matter. I mean, even I love indies. I'm a big fan of indie comics. I buy all the indies. And so it's going to be an awesome one. It is by Richard Jones III. Sorry, I have to get my notes out so I can make sure I say the right comic. Roadkill Rampage.
Oh, shit.
Done by Richard Jones III.
Okay, that's awesome. Now, that's not the same guy that they had set up for the comic books last year, was it?
No.
Okay.
Nope, this is a totally different one.
Awesome.
And so I'm bringing different artists from last year.
Okay.
They're all totally different.
Awesome.
Which is dope. You know what I mean? Because like when you have a whole bunch of the same, it's like, well, I was there last year. I don't have to be there. You know what I mean? So the fact that you've got a completely different lineup, I think that's genius.
Yeah. And I have a group that's coming up from Texas, from Charter Comics. They're bringing like 4 of their guys. They're all just coming up. And they are some phenomenal ones that are coming as well.
That's what's
awesome. I'm excited.
Yeah. So I've got a lot of comic artists that are just bringing some serious talent.
And I really, yo, here's one thing, and I know when I was talking to you personally, you know what I mean, nobody else got a chance to be in on that, but I definitely think it's good that there's such a separation between the two. So it's not like anybody's going to get the two events, Casper Comic Con and the Wyoming Pop Culture Con, mixed up, because there's months in between them, 4 or 5 months in between them.
They've held the Casper one in the same place for the last, 3 years now?
Four. Maybe five.
Four or five years, yeah.
Oh, wow. Because I think I remember the first one, because it was when I came back from Denver for the 18 PopCon that they had down there. And I remember them putting it on. I was like, oh, because if I'd have had money that year, because I spent it all down there, I would have went to that one.
Done. Yeah. And that's what started me wanting to do something, is I went down to the Denver Fan Expo, the Denver PopCon, you know, and seeing my son talking to this, you know, old guy, this young guy, and they're talking about this anime, and just realizing that these are two different people from two different spectrums, no matter their color, their gender, their, you know, sexual orientation, their religion, whatever. It does not matter. Yeah. They were talking and having this bond over an anime, this scene, this music. They shared this love for this anime. I had no clue what they were talking about. I didn't watch this anime. I knew nothing about it. I'm like, who? What? Huh? I didn't know, but those two, we're sharing a love of this one particular blip in this anime.
Right.
And more people came around and started talking about it. And pretty soon they had this whole group of people talking about this one scene. I'm going, what in the hell
That's the power of an anime.
And I that's mean, the power of an anime. And that's,
I'd say nerd culture, period.
And, see, and that's it, that's what it is. The nerd culture. This pop culture thing is beautiful. And that's like,
well,
Casper
I love
needs
the
it.
Fact that it's so mainstream now. You know, growing up, we kind
we're
of...
Like, we were like outcasts.
We
yeah.
were.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, down in our mama's basement.
We get beat up by bullies because we read comic books or we're into the nerdy stuff.
Oh, you read comic books? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know, what's wrong with you? Oh, yes,
I mean,
collect.
I still didn't care back then. I was like, yeah, I read comic books. What's it to
facts.
You know? Right.
But now that it's so mainstream and so many people are coming out, yeah, I did this, you know. And
mm-hmm. It's so popular. Yeah. And so that's why I'm like, Casper needs it.
Oh, definitely.
You know, and yeah. I'm like, Casper needs something for these, the kids that love to watch the animes, love to dress up, so they don't understand, and they know that their parents are nerds.
Right.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your parents are nerds. I tell my son, I'm like, I'm a nerd. It's all right, kid. Yeah. Watch your anime. You want to watch your anime? Watch your anime. You want to cosplay? Cosplay. My
That's
kid
right.
was a 7-foot stilt spirit last year in his cosplay.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Walking on all fours.
That's
we
dope.
Built that cosplay by hand.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was your son, but I saw him walking around throughout the con.
How old is he?
He just turned 18.
Wow.
And we built it by hand.
It was,
and
it was pretty awesome.
We walked around Denver Fan Expo for 4 hours in that thing at Denver Fan Expo.
That's what's up.
Now and that's thousands
tough.
And thousands of people. So we understand what it is to be a nerd, and we love it, and we embrace it, and we want other people to know, come on.
Yeah, it's okay.
Come
yeah.
on. Come
you know
on.
What? Hey, y'all, I'm gonna put my secondborn on blast if he even bothers to listen tonight. But he met his girlfriend, his current girlfriend now, at one of those cons last year.
That's,
you know what I mean?
That's awesome.
So it's like, yo, and like my kids already know that it's cool to be a nerd because
right.
I've always told them. You know yeah. what I mean? They
be
were around. Yeah, they were around comic books and Transformers at a very young age. Oh, I remember one of the coolest points of being a father was when they were 8 and 9, and they were just sitting on the couch, both of them. No TV on, no music, both of them sitting on the couch reading separate comics, and I was like, I have arrived as a parent.
You're like, yes!
Yeah.
Well, there was a couple, you know, a few years back that, you know, I asked Victor what he wanted to watch, and he walked over to the movies and pulled out Super Mario Brothers starring Bob Hoskins and John, yeah, I'm not going to say his name.
Leguizamo.
Yeah, Leguizamo.
I call him Legolamas because I can never say his name right.
I love The Pest. It's one of my favorite movies.
Yes, The Pest was great.
I love him in the John Wick films, too, even though he only has a small role. Yeah.
I totally forgot that he was on ER as well.
Word, was
yeah, he? Yeah, because Angie and I have been, she's been binge-watching the crap out of ER, and yeah, he was one of the docs in the later seasons of ER.
Hmm. See, it's been so long since I saw it. I know he had like a mobster movie where he played, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
like it was called Empire.
I remember
and that,
that
was
really,
and that was the first time I'd see him in like a serious role in a movie. Like everything else was always comic relief,
yeah.
you know what I mean? But he was very serious.
And he played in Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, he did.
Oh, that's right. See? Wow.
Yeah.
And one of my all-time favorite roles that he did was the Violator.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, in Spawn? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he murdered that.
Oh,
he
yeah.
Nobody else can play that yeah. role
no,
ever. You know
ever.
What I mean?
I mean, he by far, you know, I saw the comic in him
yeah.
while he was, you know, and he was the perfect Luigi, you know, for that movie as well.
Yeah, and, which was in the 80s.
Yes, I know. I'm dating my age again.
Stone age there. So it's perfect that we, you know, allow our kids to express themselves. And, you know, my son, I keep blasting on him. He's got a Demon Slayer tattoo. He's got a tattoo, you know. It says, set your heart ablaze. And it's a quote.
Okay, that's
from,
awesome.
It's a quote right. from his favorite movie. And it's got his katana on there that's shattered. It's part of the... It's part of the anime, and
right.
you know, he wanted it like that. I have no problem with that. You do you, kid.
Right.
And if you
That's
haven't
it.
Seen Demon Slayer, you should watch it. It's actually
I haven't,
really good.
I haven't. That it's on my to-do list, but there's been so many, you know what I mean? Like, right now, I never got to finish. I shouldn't say got to finish. I never finished because I moved on to something else. Like, I didn't get to finish Flash. I didn't finish Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And there's just
did,
so many things
I,
out there.
That's where I'm at,
they
too.
I ended those. You know, the way they ended Flash was, it was nice, but it got really corny for that last season. And, I mean, it was semi-corny throughout most of it, as is.
Right.
But I still loved it, but it was super cheesy there toward that very last.
Well, I'm going to have to check it out anyway. Like, a lot of it got ruined for me because of Screen Crush, which is one of the sites that my job runs. And they have since gotten better at posting spoilers. that are like the featured images, because it's like, yo, if I know there's certain people like Mike Virus, yeah. You know what yeah. I mean? He likes having spoilers. I don't.
I
so
don't
like
either.
Like if I want to go find one, then I'll go find one. But yeah. if I'm scrolling and it's on your page that your featured image is a spoiler, it's like, hey, I didn't know so and so was going to end up being so and so. That pisses me off. So.
You're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Now, if I want a spoiler, I'll ask for it, and I won't care. But
yeah, but if I didn't ask, yeah.
Yeah, and there are movies that if you give me a spoiler, I'm going to hurt you. Like during
Facts.
Star Wars, I threatened a lot of people, and especially when some of the first Phase 1 Marvel movies were coming out. And
so that, you know, that was the whole reason why we used to go in those big groups the day before, like, because most of the comic movies come out on Thursday. I think it's about every movie actually comes out on Thursday, even though they say it's Friday.
Yeah.
But it's that Thursday night. But that's why we would always go on Thursday night, because with my job, I have to be on social media.
Exactly.
And sometimes you can get away with not seeing them on Facebook. You know what I mean? It's damn near impossible not to see spoilers on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're just zooming through. You know what I mean? So it's like, all right, the only way I can not see spoilers is if I see it before anybody else gets a chance to spoil it. You know?
Exactly. But no, and that's why I was like, I'm not throwing any spoilers out there for Ghostbusters.
Thank you.
Frozen
Thank
Empire,
you.
But you will love it. And some of the Easter eggs in there, you're going to love, because it will throw you back to your childhood.
Okay.
Watching the first two in theaters or however you enjoyed them when you were a kid.
You know what? I didn't actually get to see those in the theater. I didn't see them until they came out on video, because that's when my mom was sick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was living with my grandma, so I didn't go to the theaters
and
that
I'm not
much,
sure if I saw them in theaters or on VHS, but I know I saw them as a kid, fell in love with them, was terrified of the lady in the library, you know, that ghost.
Right. Sure.
Who wasn't?
Yeah.
I mean, she was really nice while she was telling, shh.
Yeah, but then the suit, rah!
And I mean, now watching it as an adult, I laughed my ass off
because
it's hilarious. But
as an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as a 5-year-old, 6-year-old watching it, I was like, oh, shit.
I remember I took my boys to go see the female-led cast.
Yeah.
And we were actually talking about this at work today. That movie gets shitted on a lot more than it should.
It
I don't think
okay.
it was great, but I still thought it was good.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
Good.
Because honestly, I don't think the second Ghostbusters is great. It's still good. The first one is a classic.
Exactly.
But the second one was just like, all right, it's a sequel.
Exactly. And it was a good sequel. You know, they had good parts, bad parts, but you know, my thing with the female-led cast was the fact that they weren't their old characters, that they were just cameos as different people in the universe.
Oh, yeah, you mean the original cast? Yeah.
It was like they weren't even tying themselves into that Ghostbusters. It was just random New York Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And that was my, you know, my disappointment with it.
I didn't have a problem
it was
with
good.
That.
It was funny.
Yeah.
You know, their ability to figure out how to build their equipment was nice. You know, the comedians in the movie were great.
Oh, and it was nice. That was the first time, I think, cause was that before Ragnarok?
Yes, it was before
so
Ragnarok.
So I think that was the first time we got to see Chris Hemsworth, like, really be funny. You
yeah.
know what I mean? And
yeah.
I think he nailed it.
Oh, he did a great job.
Doing something other than Thor.
Yeah.
You know, he just stood there and showed off his muscles and
one-liners. Yeah, and it was nice. But, I remember I took my kids home after it. And like I said, they enjoyed it, too. And then we watched the original, and they were like, "Oh!" And I'm not gonna front. When my kids were younger, my older two, because they're 22 and 21 now, but when they were in their preteen years, I would be scared to show them shit from the 80s, like especially the we'll say early 80s and or mid 80s and early 90s, because some shit just doesn't stand the test of time. Like it means a lot to us, but like you know what I mean. You try to show that to a kid, and they're like, "Oh man, you know that's garbage." But
and I love the fact that my kids love the stuff that we watch.
Yeah,
and I will be right back. I gotta go to the bathroom.
There you go. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome.
Didn't you ask him if we had to go before we started?
I did.
I thought you said.
I did. But I'm definitely looking forward to the event. You know what I mean? Like I said, I didn't get a chance to go last year, so there is nothing short of a literal hand of God keeping me from going this year.
I am so excited that you'll be able to be there. It's just going to be a really good time. You know, we're going to have food trucks. So,
yep,
there are going to be food trucks right outside the store or right outside the old Macy's.
Right.
So everybody can get something to eat. It's also going to be open to the mall so
right.
that people that come and go from the mall, they'll be able to go in and out from the mall and purchase their tickets that way.
That's awesome.
Tickets are still online.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody wants to be sponsors, we still are looking for some sponsors. If anybody wants to be a vendor, we still have vendor spots open. So we've still got a lot of availability even if anybody wants to be a volunteer.
Right.
They work a couple hours, then they can get in for free. I mean, we just have a lot of opportunities for anything.
That's what's up. And now, and this is the whole thing. It's a nonprofit organization,
yes.
Correct?
Yep. We are nonprofit. I don't do this for the money.
Right.
I definitely don't do this for the money.
Yeah.
Nope. This is for the love. This is for the community. This mm-hmm. is bringing, you know, this is bringing in art. This is showing, you know, Casper that there is art, there is love, there mm-hmm. is nerddom. There is, it's okay to be a nerd. Come out, show your artwork, show everything, show your talent. And everything that I do bring in profit, I give out to the community.
Right. And, you know, that's the way it should be. You know what I mean? There's so many people, I think, that take advantage. You know what I mean? So it's always nice to see, you know, somebody like you that's doing it for, you know, just for the love and to bring something into town. Because I often say, man, I think one of the things that's missing is more stuff for the youth. You know what I mean? Albeit this is a cool event for all ages. And, you know what I mean? It's a really cool thing to do with your kids and stuff like that. But for the most part, yeah, we have breweries and bars.
And churches.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And that, you know, that's really kind of a, it's not a bad thing per se, but when growing up in a big city, like I said, I was born in Casper, but I was raised here, but it was nice growing up in a big city and being able to have other things to do, you know what I mean? And I think one of the reasons our drug and alcohol problem are so bad is because there's nothing else for the kids to do here. So events like this are great.
I spent most of my childhood growing up between here and Torrington, and mm-hmm. if you've ever been to Torrington, that's a small-ass little town.
I do Torrington Livestock every Monday and Wednesday.
So there was a few things for us to do as kids when we were here. You know, Aladdin's Castle. I miss you.
Don't we all?
You know, but yes, we had our couple of comic shops that we had popping up here and there throughout mm-hmm. the years. But we never really had anything here, you know, for the kids or for anybody outside of what the event center would post.
And right.
Most of the time, if you know, for that, you know, if it was somebody big like Foreigner or anybody, you know, they'd announce that, but there wasn't really much going on outside of that for families during, unless it was, you know, the summertime with the 4th of July festivities.
Right.
And that's why I want, you know, something, that's why most of the celebrities that I'm bringing are voice actors. Yes, there are some for the older generation people,
right.
You know, we'll be calm about that. But, but, you know, a lot of voice actors that are more known for the younger generation.
Right.
Yes, the older ones will be paying for the youngers, but that's why I gear it for them. They need something to do. They need a place to come, and that's what I want them to know. Come here. Come on. Just come on out. Have a good time.
Be yourself.
Be yourself. Dress up however you want to dress up. Just do it. It's
come
okay.
Come as yourself if you want to.
Yeah, you don't have to dress up if you don't want to. Wear your hair, whatever. Just put deodorant on and come on.
Right.
Please put deodorant
Please.
On.
Yeah. We have had an abnormally warm winter and spring.
Yes.
So, like, I was sweating all day. So, yes, please, deodorant. Deodorant is a must.
That's just one of the funniest jokes about Comic-Con Worlds and Pop-Con Worlds is you bring everybody out from their mama's basements or you come out finally from gaming all day and all night. Please put deodorant on.
Showers, and teeth brush, all that good shit.
I've learned from going to a few different cons, you know, these cosplayers, they don't care, you mm-hmm. know, what your cosplay costumes are, whether they're you've spent thousands of dollars or 50 cents down at the local, you know, craft store to make it. They don't judge. They don't hate, you know. And if they see those things going on, they tend to make sure those people aren't around anymore. Because, you know, like I saw in Denver, they had signs posted, don't criticize people's costumes. You know. And I love the fact that, you know, these people come together. They're all friendly. They don't know each other. Sometimes friendships are forged and apparently relationships.
Yeah. Now, speaking of the whole cosplay, you're doing a costume contest too, right?
Yep, we're doing a cosplay contest on Saturday. We're going to have two categories, adults and children's.
Right.
And there is actually cash prizes.
Ooh, hello, money.
Yep, money, money, money.
And she did it last year as well.
Yes, we did it last year.
I was going to go join in on that, but I was recording talking to Ming at that time.
Oh, there you go.
Yep, and so we've got three of our cosplay girls that are going to be coming up from Denver. They're going to be the judges.
Awesome.
So it's Heather After, 303 Goddess, and Kristen Kiltastic, who was here last year.
Okay.
I think I still have her business card.
Yep, she was Bowsette last year. She had this adorable. She's super awesome.
That's what's up.
Yeah, we had some really awesome cosplayers last year. I don't remember her name, but there was one that was dressed like a satyr.
Yes, that was Larissa.
Yeah, she had an amazing costume. They all did, but the detail that they put into it, the time they put into it, was phenomenal, especially for being Casper. I had the feeling that I was at one of the bigger cons, you know. I had that atmosphere feeling, you know, with just seeing everybody walking around and doing what they do. I had that feeling, so I thought it was great, and I think it's awesome that you got another one going on.
Yep, it's definitely a labor of love. I do it because I love to do it. This is not something for the faint of heart. It's definitely not, you know, this is my second full-time job. I do have a real full-time job on top of doing mom work and work. This is my other job. So it's 9 to 5, you know, and then 10 to 10 to 10, you know.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Trust me. I get it.
You get it.
Yeah. My second hustle, my DJing, was why I didn't make it last year. You know?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Because, you were.
I had weddings.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so everybody's like, why April? Well, May's graduations.
Mm-hmm.
June's is the beginning of other cons. July's are the beginning or cons. August is hot and cons. September's school start. I had to put it in April. I just felt that it was best to do it in April. I know April is kind of sketchy for Wyoming and the weather, so let's cross our fingers that we get our dump done at the beginning of this month and not in the middle of the month or the end of the month.
And like I said, we've had a very, matter of fact, I think this is the first time I've seen what do they call that? The Farmer's Almanac. They were saying this time last year that it was going to be colder this for 2024 than it was last year, and it has not.
No,
they went wrong.
Yeah, they were wrong. They were way wrong.
They are never wrong.
Never. Yeah, for real. I mean, in my entire life, I've never seen them be wrong.
If I read
it,
the Farmer's Almanac, I could usually count on it.
Yeah,
you know, that's one of those bets I'd place in Vegas. Be like, oh, the Farmer's.
No cowboy hat for you.
Right.
But I also think this is great for the state of Wyoming as well because, you know, I've seen some other cities now that are having cons as well. Mm-hmm. Apparently Cheyenne's got one coming up as well. And
One of my friends, that he's putting on a gaming convention. It happens to be the same weekend as mine, but he's doing a gaming where it's more like game, video games, and like board games. So it's not necessarily a contradiction to mine.
Right.
And so we are friends when we were working together on that way. So there was a time where we thought about trying to do a joint one, but with it being a couple hours away, we decided not to try to do it jointly.
Right.
Yeah, we're trying. You know, there are other conventions that people are trying. I mean, it is something that is good for the Wyoming. It really is.
Yeah.
And majority, I can say 99.9% of all of my celebrities that I bring in have never been to Wyoming.
That's awesome.
And that's not a surprise.
No,
it really is not. But then here they do. They come in. They want to buy merch. Mm-hmm. They want to sightsee. They want to go out to eat. They want to explore downtown. They want to buy. They want to go to Lou Talbert's. They want to buy a cowboy hat. They want to go eat at the restaurant down the street. They want to go to Firehouse. They want to go out to eat. They're supporting our community.
Yeah.
They're giving back to us.
Exactly.
They're just... You know, and I think that's another part that's important for the community to know is that they're spending money.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, that's always a plus. But also, if they have a good experience here, too, then if they've never been here, they'll go, you'll never believe where I was. You
exactly.
know what I mean? I was in Casper, Wyoming. Yeah, like the friendly ghost, you know what I mean?
Then,
and this happened, and this happened,
exactly.
and this happened.
So. Look at Bert Kreischer, who, you know. When he got here, he was all like, hey, I've never been here, but this place is beautiful. You know,
right.
He's putting on his stuff. And he even the next day after his show was saying, you know, Wyoming is a different breed of people, but I dig them.
Oh, Ming joked that if he could, he'd buy himself a place here and stay here.
Yeah.
He joked with me all the time while he was here that if I could, I would just get myself a place here and just host.
Yeah, he was saying stuff like that to Mike and I.
That's awesome,
Yeah, he really dug this place because we have so many dive bars.
Yeah, and that's where he was getting, because he didn't go to, like, the most popular ones.
He went to the dive bars,
for real.
That is
he
his,
went to the Avalon.
That is his thing.
Butch's isn't a dive bar anymore. But.
Right.
Yeah, he loves dive bars. And so, I mean, that's something that's important, too, is that it shows how beautiful the beauty of Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have these epic sunsets. We have this beautiful river. We have these things that not everybody gets to see. They just think of Wyoming as the square state.
Right. The empty square state. Yeah.
It's the literal. Where do you ride horses to school? Mm-hmm. Ride horses to school? No.
Still have high noon fights. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, heard all that when AOL first came around.
Oh, man. See, there you go. Aging us again,
oh,
man.
Oh, man. Yeah, don't be doing that.
I can't help it.
So it's just, it's real important to me just kind of to, in so many ways. And I can get all emotional about it because I usually do.
Right.
When I get on my little soapbox talking about why I do this, you know, I always have to take a deep breath and stop for a minute because it is such a love for me. It really is because I want it so much.
Yeah.
I just want it so much because I want everybody to realize just how beautiful. I want them to see the beauty that I see.
Right.
I want everybody to see it through my eyes. It's not for bringing in celebrities. It's not because I want to meet celebrities and I want to know celebrities.
Right.
It's I want everyone to be involved. I want everybody to feel like they're a part of something. Everybody to know that they belong.
And you know what? It's kind of funny. I shouldn't say funny. It's ironic to hear you say that because we had a Osh.
Yeah.
Osh from the Ghost was on last week and we were talking hip hop and he's doing his the hip hop thing. I can't remember exactly what it's called.
Yeah.
But at the Eagles Club. And it's pretty much been on hiatus since the pandemic. And he was like, you know, so many people kept asking him, you know, when are you going to bring it back? When are you going to bring it back? And he was like, I don't do it. Like, I'm not trying to make money off this. Yeah. And he was like, I'm not trying to just big myself up as an artist either. I'm trying to, you know, bring the culture to the light again and let people know that there are other things in Casper other than just country music and cowboys. And, you know, it's a lot similar. So it's real nice to see, you know, people getting emotional positively about, you know, things that are going on in our lovely little 70,000, you know, population town.
Wow, we have 70,000 now?
Right, I mean, when you count Evansville, Mills, everything, yes, but no, we're like 66.
You can bump it up. It's past the 5. Round up.
Yeah.
You can round up.
Okay, well, there we go. I'm okay with going with the rounding up.
Yeah.
That's what I have to tell everybody when they ask, what's the population? I'm like, 70-something, you know.
Which
you
is
guys
hilarious.
Have a hotel? You guys have like, you know, a mall? I'm like, yep.
Barely?
Yeah.
Wait, you guys have an airport? Yes. Still there. We have an airport.
And it is international airport. That's
and
right.
It is an international airport, but you can't make direct flights. That's some requirements that some celebrities could not book because there were no direct flights.
But yeah, I know cuz Glenn Woods from Wake Up Wyoming.
Yeah.
He's an actual pilot, and I don't know if he was supposed to tell us this or not. And I don't even know if it's really a secret, to be honest. But like, I know Oprah and Han Solo, Harrison Ford have planes here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, yeah.
Those are, you know, billionaires, high millionaires,
exactly.
You know, worldwide stars.
Well,
I know RuPaul has a ranch outside of Douglas.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's his husband's, but yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that I didn't know.
I knew that. I know his husband, like, they both have money, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
He's not as famous because he's not on TV like that, but he has, I don't know exactly what it is.
Oh, okay.
What's her name? Prairie Wife in Heels. Because she lives in Douglas, so she knows she does a lot of stuff with him.
Awesome.
So she knew all of that because I had no idea. But yeah, you'd be surprised how many famous folks are actually.
I've seen a lot of the famous folks, you know, just falling through Facebook. You know,
saying,
oh, hey, yeah, well,
Jeffree Star's out here now. Yeah.
Hopefully, he's learned how to drive on ice.
Yeah.
I mean,
his first 4 months here, that could have ended a lot worse than it did.
Yes, I'm glad he was okay, but still, you know, this place is not for the faint of heart when it comes to driving.
Well, he's used to, you know, Lamborghinis doing 120, you know what I mean? Like, he told me later, after he got out of the hospital, like, he said he'd never even heard the term black ice before. Like, he thought it was ice that you could see that was black. Like,
oh, shit. Okay.
He had no idea, you know what I mean? So when
that
it happened,
makes sense,
he hit. And it was probably a good thing he was in a $500,000 car, you know what I mean?
Because
did you see what that car looked like?
Oh, yeah.
It was smushed so bad.
Yeah. And
the safety features really took care of it.
Yeah, because there was like 360 airbags.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, that car was totaled.
Oh, yeah.
And it must be nice being that rich, too. Because, I mean, you know, his insurance was definitely going to cover that. But Rolls Royce just gave him another one. Like, yeah, you don't even have to go. You don't even have to go through insurance. Here you go.
Man.
Wouldn't it be nice?
It would be nice. Because I've always wanted a Rolls Royce.
Right. I'd be happy if, you know what I mean, I could get a Jeep. Like, after my accident, Jeep wasn't like, here you go, here's another one.
I'd be happy if I could just touch one.
Yeah. Well, you can touch his. It's inside the meatpacking place. So.
Oh, okay.
I'm afraid to touch it because I don't want to break it, because if I break it, I'm going to have to buy it. And
afford it. Well, yo, you know what's funny? He went to one of the car events at Griner. You know what I mean? And that was right as he was just doing so we're talking about Jeffree Star. So this was right when he was doing the jerky for the first time.
Oh, okay.
And I remember I was there doing some shit with Kiss FM. And he was like, we can take a picture for Kiss. And he was sitting on his Lamborghini. And it's got that matte pink. And, like, he's sitting on it. I was like, well, you can sit on it. That's your car. Like, I was worried about my belt scratching. You know what I mean? Like, real. Like, I don't want to
put a dent in it.
Yeah. Like, your paint probably costs twice as much as my vehicle. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just the paint. And he was like, boy, just sit on here and take the picture. And I was like, all right. But I literally, like, I was scared.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's funny that the type of shit that we worry about, you know what I mean? That rich people are like, yeah, whatever. Just fuck.
I mean, I wish I could just, you know, be like, ah. Yeah, it's $100. You know, $1,000. Here you go.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
problems.
Yeah, but yeah, we're talking about $1,000 and $100.
But,
yeah,
$100,000 for them is like, you know, $1,000 for us.
Yeah,
I would love to have that ability to just be like, oh, I want that. Here, run my card.
Yeah,
oh, so many comics I could buy.
Yeah,
that's where I'm going with that.
So many comics I could buy.
Yeah,
I would have Incredible Hulk 180 and 181.
At this point. I have every time I think I have everything I want, then I see
more.
Yeah, I see something else that I forgot that I wanted or didn't even know I wanted. It's like because I told you I just got my first graded book, and it was G.I. Joe. It was the backstory of Snake Eyes and
Storm Shadow.
So it's like what happened before, uh-huh. You know what I mean? And it's like their whole backstory, and it's kind of funny because Snake Eyes is a twin, and his sister was involved in a car wreck with the. Cobra Commander's brother, and it was just a whole dope story. It's like a flashback into how it all happened, and that was my first graded book. It was 9.6. I got
That's
a really
a good
price
yeah,
on
a
it.
Good grade on that.
Yeah,
a 9.6.
Yeah, so
from a 1980s book, that's pretty. Yeah,
that is not too bad. Did you get it graded yourself, or did you buy it graded?
I bought it graded.
Oh, okay,
I have a copy that's not graded. You uh-huh. know what I mean? So I've read it a bunch of times. But when that came across me, I was like, oh yeah, I'm not letting that one. So I need that.
Give it to me.
After I bought
please.
My first graded book, I had to send a bunch more in to have graded, and I have so many more I want to. But it's kind of pricey to send them in to be graded.
Right. Well, you know, at least the waiting time isn't as bad as it was during the pandemic, because that shit was...
God, yeah.
I waited like 2 years for some.
Yeah.
And I went through comic book company. I went through a comic book stores.
Right.
And I, you know, because of that and everything, I'd forgotten that I had sent some off. And when they called me and said, hey, your book's here. And I was like, oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
That's what happens. Yeah. You know, I shouldn't say the only good thing, but I think the best thing about the pandemic was I don't think I was spending... serious money on anything except comic books and collectibles.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Yep.
That's pretty much all I spent my money
on. Comic books.
I have Ghostbusters Optimus Prime. and I've looked into that now. I got it for a very cheap price. I got it for like $250.
Yeah,
like
and it's, you can't find it under $5 now.
No. I've got a Last Ronin number 1, 9.9.
See, and I couldn't get mine graded, but I do have Last Ronin number 1.
Yeah, I've actually have. Two or three copies of it, to be honest.
Yeah, because, I was shocked because, you know, I figured I was paying the $8, you know, for it. Mm-hmm. And then when I heard that it was so under massively produced that it shot it up to a $40 book, I was like, I still need two of them.
Right, yeah. Hell yeah.
I'll take 9 copies, please. Thank you very much.
And now it's worth, you know, ungraded, it's worth 80. And
you know, that was, I think I'm about the only person that had no idea. Yo, spoiler alert before anybody that hasn't read Ronin, but it's been out years now, so hopefully you should know. But I think I was the only one that did not know that it was Mikey.
You couldn't tell by the beak?
I was so engrossed in the story that I don't even think early on, I tried to figure out who it was, but there were, because I had stayed away from the spoilers.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. You know what I mean? So I was glad. I was shocked when I got to them. There were other people like, I could tell. And I was like, well, I couldn't. You know what I mean? So when April said, you know what I mean? I was like, what? Wait a minute. What?
What?
I knew it wasn't Roth. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that, because that would have been the obvious choice. You know what I mean? But well, I couldn't tell if it was Donatello or Leo.
I saw the first picture that they put out for the original cover.
Right.
And I was like, I know this. I know who this is.
Well, right.
So I pulled up old pictures of the original turtles that they drew and everything, and I matched the beaks.
Cheater.
Batman's world greatest detective, you know, learned a lot.
There you go. All right.
But yeah, I was like, it's got to be Mike just based on that. And yeah, so when they did reveal it finally, I was like, I knew it. But they did such a great job with
that.
And yeah, I was very thrilled. I'm excited for the new one, the second one coming out.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a new Ghostbusters comic out as well.
Oh, snap. I didn't know about that one. See, the only ones I've really been buying, the Gang War for Marvel, and of course, the new G.I. Joe and the new Transformers, which has been, it's been very, I'm not going to tell you anything if you haven't read
it. Transformers, I don't have the G.I. Joe, though.
But it's a reboot, so it's starting over, and it's different writers, it's a different company that's doing it, and they've gone a couple of interesting directions as far as things that I never even would have thought they would have done.
Okay.
So what's going on with Optimus and Megatron right now is really dope.
Yeah.
Some of the things they've done with you're seeing backstories of characters in G.I. Joe that you already knew that they were Cobra, or you knew they were G.I. Joe, but you didn't know why. And so it's been a really good re-imaging.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And kind of like what they did with Mortal Kombat 1.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's a complete retelling, so you kind of can... You can remember some things, and there's going to be draws back to it, but it's a new series for a new age, and I like that. Even as a 47-year-old man, I know Mike's not here at the moment, so damn, but he always messes with me for that. But I still love it. You know what I mean?
Well, and I liked how they integrated that into Transformers: Rise of the Beast.
Oh yeah,
with G.I. Joe. So I can
spoiler alert.
It's been out long enough. My bad. But no, I've really enjoyed how Hasbro's bringing back these things for us, and I think we're gonna see great things.
Yeah, I'm keeping my fingers crossed for Mask, the Mobile Armor Strike Command.
I hope so.
Oh,
that'd
yes,
be so awesome.
Yes.
I had a couple of, I got them from pawn shops or garage sales, but I had a couple of them as a kid. I had the Bel Air, and I think I had the Jeep.
Oh.
They didn't have all their parts and pieces, but I had a couple of them.
That's what's up. I had more He-Man toys than anything else because Big Lots had them, after they were big. But I was still playing with toys, so it was fine. Like, I remember I had a lot of my friends had Nintendos, and my mom was still buying me Atari 2600 games. And, I mean, I'd still go over to my friend's house and play theirs. But some of those Atari games, the graphics weren't the best, but they were still fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, and I got lucky because my mom found a big old stash of He-Man and Ninja Turtle toys.
Right.
I mean, it had the blimp, the Castle Grayskull, pretty much every action figure you could think of. She got them at a garage sale. I think she paid like maybe $20 for all of them. And
right.
There was a good 100 toys there. And so, yeah, I got lucky on that. I had the Power Wagon, the Turtle Blimp.
Right.
Pretty much the entire run of the original Playmate action figures that they put out.
That's what's up. Hell
which
yeah.
I now have. I don't have them anymore. I wish I did. several moves they've gotten lost, but now I've got the reprints that they put out a couple years ago. They hang on my wall. My kids keep asking if they can open them. I'm like, no.
No.
the only thing that I protected with, I'll damn near say my life, the biggest Transformer I had was Trypticon, which was the big Decepticon city, the Tyrannosaurus. I got, my dad got that for me when I was like 11, maybe 12. That was like one of the best Christmas presents I ever got in my life. So I protected that thing, through even my early adulthood. So once I had kids, my firstborn, when he was old enough, I gave it to him. And I probably gave it to him a little bit too young. I think he was like 5 or 6, and he destroyed it.
Yep.
Oh, no.
And you know what? At the time, I really didn't care because it started his love for Transformers and stuff, too. So now both of my two older boys love Transformers as much as I do. But now that I'm in all these Transformers groups on Facebook, and I see how much some of that shit is worth, and you know what I mean? I see the price tags. It was like, if I would have kept that, that would have paid for my next vehicle. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, because I did that with Victor. I gave him one of my Optimus Primes that I had. I have no idea which series. It was from Walmart. I know that.
Yeah.
But, I gave it to him, and he loves Transformers, and he loves everything that we love. Naomi does, too, but, she's not as into it.
Right.
So it's like last year or during the COVID pandemic, My Little Pony and Transformers did a crossover.
I have all those comics. Yeah. I love them.
I got them all for my daughter.
I have them, but I bought them just to say I had them, but I haven't read them.
I haven't read them either, but I have them in my collection because I bought them for my daughter.
Right.
Because, when I pass, they get all that shit. So
yeah, I told him, I was like, you try and sell my comics before I die, I'll kill you all. Uh-huh. But once I'm gone, you can do with them whatever. Keep them, sell them, it's up to y'all. But you try and sell them while I'm still alive, I will come at you with a hatchet.
Yeah, I will sell you before you sell them.
Yeah.
Black market.
Yes.
There are lots of places overseas that would buy you.
You know, I've been lucky with at least a couple of my daughters, not all of them, but my youngest and my oldest still like comic, like they like comic book characters, not so much the comics, but like they still like watching the movies, even the cartoons and stuff. Like my daughter she'll be 12 this year, and she's probably the biggest Spider-Man fan of all of my kids.
That's
you know what
awesome.
I mean? And you know, it's great, you know, having a girl that is that engrossed in Spider-Man. And this is even before like the Spider-Gwen, you know what I mean? Ghost Spider and stuff. So she just likes Spider-Man as a whole, character, and it's like.
Spidey's awesome.
Yes, I'm about that life.
Spidey is one of my favorites.
There you go.
Him and Wolverine.
It just carries on the tradition because then you know that it's okay to be a nerd and then her kids and on and on and on and on. And that's what we try to do.
That hurt just to even think about that.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm sorry about that, honey. I'm sorry about that. You know, well, think about your older ones then.
My oldest daughter's 22, and I know she's starting to have the inkling, like she went, because a couple of her home girls have babies.
So she got baby fever.
Yeah,
going on.
And
I'm so sorry.
And I keep telling her, I was like, look, I was 25. I was like, you noticed how all your friends' mothers and stuff are younger than me? You know what I mean? And they're already grandparents. I was like, go out and have fun, see the world. I'm not saying don't do it. I was like, but you remember when you guys were little? I didn't do anything until you guys hit like your preteens. Like I didn't go any further than Denver. Then when they hit preteens, like then I started going to the Bahamas and stuff like that. Yeah. But there was, you know, that 10 to 11 year time period where I was all about my kids. My kids came first. So I was like, now imagine you doing that now. She's 22. I was like, go out, have some fun. Like, I was 25 before y'all started were being born. So I had art, like, I had literally had seen the world. I lived in Japan for a year, you know?
Which I'm still telling you about.
Yes.
Been there, done that. Yeah, rub it in.
You know? But I was like, yeah, definitely go out, see the world. I was like, one thing you will never waste money on, other than comic books, is traveling.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Go see the world. And I tell my kids that all the time, you know, Victor wanting to be in the Air Force. I'm like, dude, do it. Go travel. Go see the things that I may not have gotten to do them, but I lived enough life before I had them. That
right.
It's like, do these things. Go do it. Go have fun. Mm-hmm. This is what you want to do. You know, if you want to go to school, if you want to go to the Army, war, you know, whatever you want to do, go do it. Enjoy yourself because you only live once.
Facts. Well,
and be a nerd.
Yes. With nerd. Like, I remember when nerd and geek were actually, like, derogatory terms.
They
you know what I mean?
Offensive.
Yeah, and they are definitely not, which is funny because everything else is offensive nowadays.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But, yo, nerd and geek are no longer offensive. You call somebody that and it's like, yeah, and proud.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, I am. Thank you.
Like, why? What do you want to know?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you want to know who my favorite comic book artist is? Sure, I'll tell you. I got Peach Momoko.
All right, I'm glad you said
Peach
that.
I love Peach
Momoko. All right, who's yours?
Mine? Ooh, wow. There's Donny Cates. I know he's not you know, a full artist, which I just acquired an autographed copy of a book from him.
Bill, you got to get in on this, too.
But, yeah, there's Peach Momoko, Donny Cates, so many of them. Some past, present, Bob Kane. There's so many that I've read throughout the years. It's hard to say who my favorite is.
Bill, who's your favorite? Are you still with us, Bill?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Favorite one, no.
Who's your favorite artist or favorite artists? Some of them.
I don't know the artists as well as other than Ryan Stegman.
Oh, Ryan Stegman.
What does he do?
Yeah,
I've heard that name.
Venom.
Oh, duh! Yeah. I should have known.
Venom, Cates.
Right.
I like some of. Forgetting the guy who does like all the kid type covers. Scotty Young.
Mm-hmm.
I love Scotty Young. He has such a dynamic way of drawing things. The little kid, they always like little kids.
Yeah. I think go ahead.
It's more of how the art matches with the writing. But with Jeff Lemire and Andrea something. They did Gideon Falls.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it's pretty solid. Just the way like it's aligned on the page, it's pretty dope and just outside the lines.
Now, there's one that I thought you were going to mention, and you didn't. Yeah, I mean, it was obvious, but I was expecting you to say Todd McFarlane.
I know. I was waiting for it, too, but I know somebody you're going to mention.
He is and he isn't, though.
All right, why not?
Well, I mean, he does great covers, but that's really, about it. I appreciate the legacy, but I don't know. It's just too obvious, too, maybe.
Yeah, okay. I can get that one. I understand that one.
Kind of like Rob Liefeld.
Watch yourself. tread lightly. Tread very lightly. That's my
that's
number
your boy?
One.
I know.
Yeah, that is my number one. It's obvious. And stop it.
Legs.
But he stop it. But honestly, he's the entire reason that I'm a collector right now. Because when I saw X-Force 11. And I hadn't even read it. I just had it on my wall when I was 11. And I was at that weird age where I stopped playing with toys. They've all heard this story a gazillion times. You know what I mean? And it was raining. I'd beat all my Nintendo games, all my Sega games. There was nothing on TV because it was a freaking Sunday. You know what I mean? It was summer, so I didn't have to go to school. There was literally nothing for me to do. And I'm sitting there on my bed just rolling around like, what the hell am I going to do? And I looked at my wall and I was like, let's read this. And I really thought it was Deadpool was on the cover beating the shit out of Domino and Shatterstar, and I thought it was a Spider-Man variant. You know what I mean? Like I had no idea. And then I'm starting reading. I was like, holy shit, that's the bad guy, and he's on the cover. You know what I mean? So then I went back and grabbed all the ones before it and a couple after, and I fell in love. But Rob Liefeld is the entire reason I am a hardcore collector to this day. And I'm gonna say him and Jim Lee. And I know those are obvious for certain people, but to this day, they're my favorites. And
I mean, Jim Lee's one of the founding fathers of comics, you know. If it
Jim Lee's not bad. I've met him. He's really awesome.
Word. Yeah. I'm glad you said that because I talked to somebody at an event a couple years ago. It wasn't Comic-Con, but it was a different event. And they said he was a dick to them. And, you know, depending on how you come up to people, you know what I mean, it can make a difference.
Jason Momoa, he's kind of an ass.
Really? And see, I wouldn't
some people have said he's nice, but I'm like...
I've heard both with him that, some say it.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say that out of all the celebrities I've met, I've had phenomenal encounters with all of them, whether it was George Takei, Doc Brown.
Right.
Even the man that saved every last one of us, Flash Gordon.
He was mad cool.
Yeah, he was awesome. So down to earth.
And he is way bigger in real life.
God,
like,
I know.
I didn't expect him to still be that big at his age, man. I was like, holy shit.
Try being me standing next to him.
Being me.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Hello, I'm like 5 foot here.
I'm not much taller.
Yeah, and I'm not much taller, you know what I'm saying? Bill's the giant out of us,
But yeah, no. Celebrities have been amazing. I've met some, at cons. I've met some, serving food as a cook.
Right.
And it all just depends on how you approach them. How, are you approaching them when they're trying to eat with their family?
Yeah.
Or, are you being an ass?
Yeah.
My number one is Henry Winkler.
Oh, ooh. I would love to meet the Fonz.
I was at the back of the line. Mm-hmm. To get an autograph, the back of the line.
Right.
He looks at me and says, "You're next." I'm like, no, actually, I'm at the back of the line. He's like, "No, you are next." I'm like, "No, I'm at the back of the line." He's like, "I said you're next." I'm like, "Well, okay, if the Fawn says you're next."
Right.
He was like, you're okay, do not argue with this man.
Right.
So, he grabs me by the arm and says, "Come on, you're next." Now, most celebrities, when you're at a big cons, are behind the table.
Right.
And the tables are up high like they're superior.
Mm-hmm.
His table was lowered.
Right.
He was in front of the table. He was walking about other people that were in the line,
right,
talking to them, shaking their hand,
that's
thanking
awesome.
Them for being here. And so I'm getting dragged by Henry Winkler to the front of the line. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah, he did it. I did it. It's not me. It's not me. And he's like, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm fine. I'm like, this is so surreal because I'm at the back of the line.
Yeah.
This is not my turn. It is these people who've been waiting here an hour. Not my turn. He's like, what can I do for you? I'm like, will you sign this picture? Can I get a picture with
right.
you? And he gives my phone to the assistant and he just grabs me up like it's a grandpa and just hugs me like a grandpa.
Awesome.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm dying here. It is the Fonz. It's the Fonz, And he's just hugging me like crazy. And then he talks about fishing and he's so down to earth. The fact that he was on the front, in front right. of the table, he made it personable. The table was lowered so that he was signing people's whatever they had. He had a book out. Oh, don't forget to look at my new book. It's a kid's book.
Right.
Because of my grandkids. They wanted me to do this. And it was the best experience. So for me, Henry Winkler.
I've got a similar experience. So when I was at Denver PopCon for, 2018, mm-hmm. I was standing in Doc Brown's line because, huge Doc Brown fan.
Oh, of course. And Back to the Future, baby.
To meet that man was amazing. He's been in Star Trek and so many mm-hmm. other of my favorite movies. Well, as I'm standing there, the man that plays Biff Tannen.
Oh, yeah.
Walking up through the crowd in his booth. Uh-huh. He had only had there was a handful of people in at his booth. And, Christopher Lloyd's packed.
Right.
And I'm at the front of Christopher Lloyd. I went and stood there for like 20 minutes to make sure I was first.
Yeah.
And as he's coming in, he's high-fiving people in his line. And I reach over to get a high-five. He goes to high-five me. He goes, nah, you're in the wrong line. And I'm like, I just got dissed by Biff Tannen. I'm like, that is great.
That's awesome. Yeah that's awesome.
I got to shake his hand afterwards. Yeah. But yeah, I got dissed by one of the biggest bullies in movies.
In movies, yeah.
I it was great.
Serves you right.
Exactly. But, it's Biff Tannen. He gets manure dumped on him.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm trying to think. Mine would probably be my favorite moment. Oh, shit. It was a rapper for me, and it was me. Okay. It was meeting Redman and his whole squad, and this was while I was in Japan. It was my first real concert because I was 19 at the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And lived a semi-sheltered life. Although if you live in Flint, Michigan, how sheltered are you? But I hadn't gone to too many things where my mother or a whole group of people weren't with me. Yeah. You know what I mean? So this was my first time going to like a hip hop concert. I had my Marine Corps friends with me.
Well,
but
yeah.
Regardless, it was my first adult event.
Exactly.
And I was of the legal drinking age, too, in Japan, So I remember after we got our CDs, this is 1996, 97. Ouch.
What's a CD?
Right, exactly.
Aging yourself.
Yeah, so after we got the CDs signed, there were a bunch of us that were outside, and, we were rapping, freestyling in a circle.
Yeah.
Nothing, a thing that a lot of hip-hop kids
exactly.
do. And we had no idea he was going to do this, but Redman came out because I guess we were like the last of the group, and the concert was the next day. So, but he came out and jumped in the cypher and started freestyling with us. That was the dopest moment of my life. It was I was freestyling with Redman.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
He's pretty funny too. In some of his movies,
he's really like that. He is a goofball, but he is so mad cool and he's so down to earth. Like I have never. Like, I didn't know he could DJ either. And after he left the signing, he went to the local radio station and didn't have his own records. It was just somebody was like, yeah, we heard you DJ too. And he was like, yeah, I do. And blah, blah, blah. He was like, can you get on? So not even using his own equipment, his own records or anything, he got on. I was like, wow, this motherfucker is multi-talented,
That's awesome. Yeah, because I didn't know he,
Yeah.
That's cool.
So that was my moment. Yeah, I think it's the first time we've done that.
Yeah.
At least that I can ever remember talking about, like a star moment. Bill, you got one?
Yeah, so it would be Billy Collins. He's a poet laureate. I'm not saying that right.
Laureate from
mm-hmm. when Bill Clinton was president. A very metaphorical poet.
Mm-hmm.
But we had him on a radio show. I was the board op.
Right.
So I just kind of called him up and then kind of punched him through the board and then he was like recording the show for these other two people that were actually doing the talking.
Right.
But at the end, they said bye. We stopped the recording and like one of the hosts was like, oh, we love you, Billy. And like he was still on the phone. So I was able to like bring him back on the board and there it was like, oh, I love you too.
That's awesome.
Was just totally embarrassed and like laughed, and it was just a fun moment, and it was just super down to earth. I mean, not super famous guy, but for somebody who was inspirational to my writing style, it was cool to meet him. I always worry about meeting your heroes that they're gonna disappoint you.
Yeah, definitely.
And it didn't, but. So that's why it was cool.
Word. Well, Mike, since you're back with us, we're talking about our favorite moments with like somebody famous that we met, you know, whether it's a comic book artist, a rapper, a singer, a poet, you know what I mean? Do you have a good story, not a bad story?
Well, first of all, sorry about missing the first half.
Yeah.
phone call I had to take care of. But I would say at the last PopCon, we had a chance to interview Tom Arnold
right.
and Ming Chen. You know, those were both really great. And, like, as far as meeting someone famous, it's like sometimes, like, I've met rappers before at like, concerts. And
right.
You know how those go. Usually it's just a quick, hey, how are you? You know, those interviews were different because we were sitting there
face to face,
actually conversating with each other, actually getting to know each other a little bit. And, you know, that was different and stands out to me because of those things.
Right. Hell yeah. Yeah, we've talked about Tom and Ming quite a lot during the hour you were with us, you know what I mean? But not on that much of a personal level. So again, Carla, thank you for bringing them out, you know what I mean?
Yes, I was so glad that they were able to come. You know, I'm a big Kevin Smith fan, and so when I was able to get Ming, and he reached out to me, you know.
Right.
And one of my funny stories with him is it was like 3 a.m. my time, and all of a sudden my phone bings, and it's this all in caps lock. It says, "Racks closed."
Yeah. That, you know, for, I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody locally knows that was our last remaining strip club in town. So,
yeah, and I'm like, Ming, it is 3 a.m. my time. It's like, well, it's not where I'm at. What happened to Racks? I'm like, they're closed.
Right.
I'm right. going back to bed.
And, you know, he's a big bar hopper. He likes dive bars.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, me and Nike met him over at the Alibi.
Yeah. Yeah, you said the Avalon. Avalon's been closed.
Yeah.
apparently, they've been bought out and going to be closing.
What?
Really? Don't tell Ming.
That's what I heard. Is he coming?
Not back, but he... He loved that place.
Yo, where the heck? Who'd you hear that from?
I can't.
Oh, you can't say?
No, I think it was MC Virus told me.
Well, how the hell did he hear that from Arizona?
Because he knows right. the people that own the place.
Shit.
Damn.
That's just what I heard. I'm not in, you know, I mean, but I don't know if, like, whoever bought it's going to keep it going. Or if it'll be shut down and turned into something else, like, who knows? But as far as I know, the place is being sold.
Damn.
And
wow.
And that's that. But, like, who knows what happens with it from there?
Good point. Man, yo, that would hurt. you know what I mean? Yeah, for real. You know.
So, Carla, as far as you know, what celebrity yesterday can we expect for this one? Or have we already talked
we
about
hit it?
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm asking again.
Well, I've got a bunch of voice actors from Dragon Ball Z.
Which I want to talk to her big time. the lady that's done all the kid voices.
Oh, Stephanie?
Yes. I want to talk to her. I'm a huge Dragon Ball Z fan.
Yeah, she did. She's doing Child Goku and Child Gohan.
Yep.
And then I've got Mark, who does the other voices. Which was he? He does... Oh, he's on my other page. Excuse me. I have notes, so I don't forget these guys. He did Grand Kai, Goren, and Oolong.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Hopefully we can talk to them.
That'd be dope.
That'll be dope.
They are very good together. So if you want to try and do something together, I hear that they work well together and they kind of feed off of each other.
Okay.
So they're very good.
Yeah, if we can work out something to get them. It's kind of tough getting them on in the moment.
Oh, like, not those two. From what I hear, they're always in the moment.
Okay. So if I approach them at their table, it should be pretty easy to get.
Yeah, or you just reach out to me and I can facilitate something. Yeah. I can make it happen.
I mean, I'm reaching out right now.
You're like, hello, Carla.
So, yeah, if, I mean, if you could talk to them and, like, just see if they would be willing to do the show and help us do some promotion and let me fanboy out a little bit.
With that's what we're all about. We're all about geeking out here.
Hell yeah.
This is the nerddom.
He is the biggest DBZ fan.
Oh, yeah, by far.
Oh, yeah, since I was, like, 12 and I'm almost 40 now.
Damn!
You're not damn. 40 yet.
Got him!
Almost. I will be in June.
Damn!
Yeah.
So. We're aging ourselves here. We've been slowly aging ourselves.
Yeah, this entire time.
This entire time.
Yeah, I mean, if we can work that out, for sure.
I will text message them when I get home.
Sweet.
And now that you're here, how do you pronounce the man's name who created Dragon Ball Z, the one that just passed away?
Akira, what's his last name?
Takayama.
Thank you. Whew. Yeah, none of us even
wanted. They were trying to butcher it.
He passed away recently. Yeah. Rest in peace. Mm-hmm. That sucks. But luckily, he's got a bunch of guys that he trained personally. He worked with personally a lot of the animators and the writers and stuff to work in his style.
So it's in good hands.
So it's in good hands, and Dragon Ball Super should be coming up with a new season here soon.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to that. And, yeah, I mean, luckily he left everything in good hands that he trained himself.
Right.
So should be good, you know. You know, and in some of the mangas you get a lot more in-depth.
Well, stuff. Always, yeah.
So he will talk about, you know, there was one in particular he was talking about, like showing some art that one of his guys did. And then he showed how, like, the guy drew it in a certain way, and he goes, okay, this is good, but let me show you some little bitty changes that I would do, and then just kind of guiding them in that way.
Right.
So he was really hands-on with training these people on working in his style.
Yeah, that's dope. Like, I was already an adult by the time I got introduced to mainstream anime, at least. Like, I read manga, you know what I mean? Like, one of my monikers when I was rapping was Crying Freeman. Like, that whole miniseries was so dope, you know what I mean? Like, I got in trouble because my sisters found it in their basement. And it wasn't that, like, I knew it was in it because I'd read it before, you know what I mean? But they brought it to a church camping trip, and
dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, the lady that was in charge, all she's like, yeah, adults, I think our generation is better. Like, we can tell the difference between artistic things, artistic nudity, than graphic, you know what I mean? Everything isn't porn, know what I mean?
Manga and hentai.
Yeah, exactly. But there were a couple of naked scenes, you know what I mean, in the first issue, and she panicked. And I didn't want my sisters to get in trouble, so I took and they brought them for me anyway, so I, you know what I mean, I took the rap for it, but it was, that's one of those things that I will never forget, but I mean, but for a lot of different reasons, like I said, that was manga in the early 90s, you know what I mean, and for Christian, all they saw were, you know, naked people and violence, they didn't, you know, which is automatically demonic to them, it's like, you do realize we all came here by sex, you know what I mean,
so I'm almost getting caught with Spawn.
All right, I did hide Spawn. That's a little bit different. I hid Spawn for my mother, you know what I mean? I hid Spawn. But that was already in mainstream news, you know what I mean, about it, you know, being resurrected.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, if you look at a lot of comic books nowadays, they actually make them full nudity.
Yeah.
And even back in the 90s, they had a whole bunch of nudity.
I think
comic books.
Yes, there were, but I think
owned
it was
some I bought out of blind box.
Yeah, but it was harder to get your hands on back then. Like, I remember the comic book, especially before like Image. Now they always drew women like over proportionate, but it was mostly men that was buying them back then. You know what I mean? Mostly males. We wouldn't say men. We'll say males. But I think the graphic violence, the blood, the nudity was a little different. And like I said, manga was already like
Definitely.
You know what I mean? So it was, I think a lot of Americans back then, like there wasn't an internet, you know? So it wasn't as well known. But Dragon Ball was one of the first things I saw because it came on regular TV in Japan. You didn't have to have cable. You know what I mean? If you had three channels, you could turn it on. And Dragon Ball came on every day at 3 p.m. So, you know, that was my introduction to anime, you know?
Mine was Ninja Scroll. Ninja Scroll was, it was a very interesting anime if you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
You know,
I own it. I have to watch it every 3 months. It never gets old.
So I was probably 13 or 14 the first time I saw that.
Fuck you guys. Because I'm older than all of them, you know what I mean? It's like, I was already 17, 18 when that shit came out. So
yeah, so I went from that to Dragon Ball, and you know, that's where I fell in love with the Japanese culture and pretty much everything there is to know about, you know, their culture.
Right.
They're phenomenal, and the only thing I'm not too into is hentai. You know, I'm not, that's not my cup of tea, but now, you know, I like anime. I love mangas and all those other things. My brother reads them, his wife reads them, and so I know a lot of people that do. And so, it all stems back to, you know, being able to come to a con and interact with other people that
like-minded.
That you didn't know were that way. That way you can form new friendships and different paths. And
like my niece, I didn't know she was into a lot, like cosplay and stuff like that, and I saw her at Comic-Con dressed up, and now every time there's a con, she wants to come with her older cousin, you know what I mean?
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, yo, Nike, can I come with you? Yes, you can. You know what I mean? Because her mother is oblivious to it.
Well,
you
know let me know, and I can hook her up with some tickets.
Oop, you were, boom. See, I knew there was another reason why I like
See?
You.
you got the, you know, I like to say, I'm El Presidente, I can do what I want.
There you go.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah.
Yep. I get to do what I want.
Well, yo, man, you missed out on a lot, man. We covered a lot, yo.
Yeah, sorry. I was kind of in a important phone call.
Really, yo, we understand.
That's like the first time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is, but I'm glad that we got you in here. And I am sorry that it worked out like that, but luckily...
I have
my co-hosts, so.
We're a team.
That's right. Bill was on here, too, doing his thing.
Hey, Bill.
Yo.
Get
your shit together.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was well played.
Yeah. Speaking of getting your shit together, are you going to be able to make it up here for that? Or?
I'm going to try my best.
Okay. Okay.
Still, I gotta get done before I can even figure that out. So,
right.
But yeah, we're keeping our fingers crossed, man. For one, we miss you. Period.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and make it down there.
Sweet. Word.
How long? How far in are we?
Right now, we're at about 1:30.
Okay. Damn, I missed the whole damn shit.
Yeah, you did. And like we covered so much, like all the different events that are going on. Like we made sure we got everything in your absence. You know what I mean?
Good. I knew it was in good hands. That's why I said just go ahead.
Word.
Because, you know, shit happens sometimes, though, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, like the reason I didn't get to go to Wyoming Pop Culture Con last year, you know what I mean? Shit happened with the that's, and you definitely get it. When you own your own business – and it's basically just you doing it. Like, shit doesn't go right if it's not you. You know what I mean? So,
right.
And it is me.
Well, and this started out with just me and Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've managed to collect a good team. That's why I knew I could step out and everything would move smoothly.
Like an X-Lex.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not to say like that Bill wouldn't have been able to carry, you know, on. But you know, it with just me and him initially, it felt like it couldn't really run smoothly without the two of us. So
right.
It felt like I had to be there, and it is kind of cool to know that, you know, I can miss a little something and everything's fine.
Right.
Like, it's sometimes not easy to just let go and let things go with that.
Oh, again, yeah.
Especially when it's your baby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I feel you 100% on that.
And like I had no worries in that. So
word, hell yeah,
appreciate you guys, and that's why I brought you in to begin with, is because I knew that you guys were capable, and obviously DJ Nike fucking do this shit for a living.
Yeah, seriously. So
it's like, you know.
Speaking of which, you know what I mean? This week, I want to have you on my radio show, if you know what I mean. It needs to happen. Because like, okay. this is our nerd family right here, and we love all of them. But we want to definitely get it out to all of Casper, period. Matter of fact, all of Wyoming. Because, you know what I mean, we don't have a lot of events like this, and the more eyes we can get on this, the better. Because we want it to be bigger and better every year. And and we're just, honestly, man, like, I'm glad you're doing it. I told her earlier, I was like, she was almost in tears. You know what I mean? Not to put you on Front Street, but you could definitely see the emotion. And her talking about that was like what Osh was talking about his event last week. Like, you can definitely see when somebody's passionate about bringing something to Wyoming, and it's not about them. It's about the event. It's about what it's doing for the community.
And you want it to do well. Like, I mean, you want to do something, and you want it to do well. And, you know, I can relate to that when it comes to the podcast.
Right.
It's like, I always want, you know, it is for fun. I mean, we'd be having these conversations anyway. So it was always like, why don't we just record it and put it out there for people? And, you know, and as far as that goes, this, like, you giving us the opportunity to be there and to help promote, and it's like, just helping each other.
Heck yeah.
And, like, building that community, we can be a part of it, and that means a lot to us, is for you to allow us to be there. So thank you.
Of course. That. You know, it is just all about the nerds. I mean, we really just, it is, it's just something that is so passionate for me. Yes, it really is. I mean, I just love the fact that we as a group, we as a family, we as a community of passionate people. I'm not going to say obsessed. Passionate, highly passionate.
That's a better word. Yeah.
Some are obsessed.
Okay, obsessed. Highly passionate people who are devoted extremely to certain things like comic books, Funkos, action figures, movies, you know, Transformers.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yes, every weekend you go and stop. You know, what, do they get new Funkos out? Ooh, Target Con? Ooh, I just blind buy come Funkos. Yes, I do. Am I on a pull list? Yes, I am. Do I get comic books whether I want to buy them or not? Yes, I do.
Right?
Absolutely. You know, it's that little thing. That's who we are. And that's what we love.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that it's so mainstream now that, you know, people that were secret nerds back when we were kids are now coming out going, dude, we should. I'm like, yeah, you should have.
You should have.
You should have. Because, you know,
yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it, because, like, my brother and my sister, they're both computer geeks.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, they fix and do networks. My sister's the head of the IT department there at the hospital.
Oh,
Banner
sure.
Health. Yeah, she's been there since she got out of high school.
Right.
My brother does it for another company. And so, yeah, they both, you know, my sister's read her fair share of comic books and loves her pop culture nerdy stuff, and same with my brother. You know, if it wasn't for me playing Final Fantasy, you know, on PlayStation back in the day, he would have never, you know, got into the world of gaming. And if it wasn't for him, I would have never found Halo.
Right.
Because you know, he started playing games and everything, got his Xbox, and was like, bro, you gotta check this out. And yeah, you know, I fell in love with Halo from that.
Facts.
And you know, so it perpetuates the cycle, and it's one of those cycles that is a good thing to perpetuate.
Facts.
You know, and so, yeah, there's nothing wrong with being nerdy or geeky. It's, you know, it's awesome. We can walk into the Walmart now and they've got Ninja Turtle t-shirts and Transformers t-shirts and sitting right next to hip-hop t-shirts, you know.
Yeah.
Which I think is amazing.
Yeah, you got Snoop Dogg and G.I. Joe, yeah. You know what I mean, the Transformers and Ninja Turtles. Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, and so seeing it, you know, in Hollywood with all the live-action movies that we've been getting, you know, We wanted those years ago,
yeah.
And we got a few of them. They weren't the greatest. You know, you had Howard the Duck, which I loved. You had Punisher. You had the
Dolph
Spider-Man.
Dolph Lundgren's Punisher, yeah.
And then you had the Spider-Man series with Captain America, you know, that were kind of badly done back then. But, you know, then you had the Incredible Hulk with Bill Bixby and Lou Ferrigno, you know. And they were forerunners for the things that we have today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to see them still out there, you know, preaching it for us is awesome. And so, yeah, let's get it out there to Wyoming and let's show them that, hey, you know, we're not just a square state with, you know, cow shit everywhere.
Facts.
And, you know, it's cool because a lot of the people that you're going to be having, like some of the vendors and stuff like that, like Ashley Matthews, she does for it with Leviathan Tattoo. She'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so shout out to her. She's been on the show multiple times. Actually one here recently with just me and her interviewing her about her new shop and all that. And, you know, it's we're really starting to entrench ourselves into the nerd community around here and then hopefully reaching out further and further. And we're just really proud to be a part of it. And like I said, I can't thank you enough for allowing us to be there. And
yeah, thank you.
Letting us be a part of it and helping you promote. And hopefully we can continue to do that, you know, into the future. I mean, hopefully this can be something that happens year after year and just gets bigger and bigger. And then, we start getting people from out of town, not just vendors, but people that travel here just for the con and to help grow the thing.
And, yo, that's, like, one of the pluses, like, with the radio station. It's not just on the local stations, you know what I mean? It's on all of our websites throughout the state. So, Laramie, Cheyenne. So, they're aware of it now, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right. And they've had time, too, because, you know what I mean? I jumped on board as soon as I knew it was happening. And, you know, thanks for reaching out. But it was like, hell yeah, this is happening again. It's a different time frame this year and it's at a different location.
Yeah,
bet.
I heard
let
your,
people know.
Commercial that you had for it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was this morning or yesterday on my way to work. And so, yeah, no, that's awesome hearing it, you know, on my way to work, hearing about it. And, you know, I tell everybody at work, you know, that they should check it out. And, you know, hopefully Miss P, you know, does help sponsor it because she wants to, and that's why I gave you her card and everything. With her being a local business there, John,
right.
Is it's been around forever. It's no longer owned by John. It's owned by Pat. And,
mm-hmm.
and it's still a staple of Casper's community.
Oh, hell yeah. I was just there on Saturday. I had to get the chopped sirloin because I was in a mood for home cooking and I didn't want to cook myself.
Well,
and every time I walk in there, you know what I mean? She always makes me feel like family too. So,
well,
you know, that's
and
dope.
She does that. I love Ms. P. I'm glad she gave me the opportunity to work for her. And so, yeah, I'm stoked that she's, you know, just into this as much as we are,
mm-hmm.
you know, because she's got her kids that were into it as well. And so seeing her trying to do different things in the community, for the community, you know, doing this, it melts my heart because, you know, we didn't have that shit when we were younger. You
Facts.
Know, we had a few things, but not many. And so seeing this, getting it out to the youth of today and even adults and non-adults.
Right.
We are big kids.
Exactly.
Yes.
We have disposable income. We are big kids.
Our toys just got more expensive. Yeah. That's
our
all that happened.
Our toys are more expensive, but that's okay. We can spend it, and I can do what I want.
We don't have mom and dad telling us no.
You can't tell me what. You can't tell me no. If I want to spend $200 on a comic book, which I have.
We all have.
Just recently? Yes, I did. Was it a signed Peach Momoko that was graded? Yes, I did. Did I regret it? No.
I'm a little jelly. Not going to lie. I'm a little jelly about that.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
Well, where are we at on time?
Right now, we're at about... Oh, we're at 1:35.
Well, to be able to upload this thing, we got to have her at around this time. But do you feel like we covered everything?
Oh, yeah, we definitely. We did.
And again, thanks for covering it for me.
Team effort, baby.
Thank you for coming in, and I'm sorry this isn't this doesn't happen a lot. So
that's okay. Life happens.
Apologize. Yeah.
Trust me, life happens, and I get it. It's okay.
Right.
And love the Rainbow Bright, by the way.
Oh, I have Rainbow Bright, Care Bear, Strawberry Shortcake, and Cabbage Patch dolls.
Say, the Cabbage Patch down there at the bottom.
There we go. Okay, I see them all now. I see them all.
Yep, I'm eventually going to have,
you know. Half of our childhood.
All of it. The girly half.
Hey, I loved Care. Actually, you know, I watched all of those. You know what I mean?
Have a younger sister.
Yeah.
No Gem.
Well, of course, you'd probably be going too, but.
What was that?
Gem.
Oh, yes.
I haven't watched
I haven't watched the live action one yet, but I love Gem the cartoon, man. I thought that shit was dope.
Oh, it's eventually going to be on here, and then I'm going to have, like, the Pound Puppies. It's going to be a whole 80s arm sleeve as soon as I can.
Mine out as.
Yep.
I'm getting Thundercats this summer with my cousin, but it's going to be in my leg. So.
There you go.
Well, we've got to have the eyes of Thundera. You know,
that's right.
It's going to be in the sky.
Facts.
That's why I got my Autobot emblem as well.
All right, you beat me to that one. Let's stop.
Oh, don't be a hater.
I am. I'm hating a little bit.
All right, nerds. Well, go to thecomiczone.com. That's where we got every single episode of the show. You can stream us wherever you get your podcasts and music. Follow us on Facebook at the Comic Zone Podcast and on TikTok, and join up in the group and share some memes with us
and enjoy a good laugh or nine.
Thank you again, Carla, for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Can't wait for the Wyoming Pop Culture Con. That'll be at the Eastridge Mall. That's at the old Macy's, right?
Yep.
Correct.
And once again, one more time, where can they find the PopCon page and the dates and all of that?
The best place will be on my website at wyomingpopcon.com or Facebook, but the best place will be my website because it's simple. You just click and find.
And you can get tickets there?
Absolutely.
All right. Can you get them at the door?
You will be able to get them at a door. We are also still looking for vendors, and we are also still looking for sponsors.
Sweet. Yeah. And that's it. Until next time, nerds.
Stay black.
Peace out.